O mind, let us go to the court of the Satguru so that he may take the boat across by uniting the Surat with the Shabad. This is Sanchi's Bhajan Chalo Manna Satguru Ke Darbar, page 250. The holy Nam of the Master removes sins, curses, and all the three fevers, that of mind, body, and soul. All the heavens and heavenly abodes are in the dust of the Master's feet. Only the Master knows his creation. His play is unfathomable. In the three worlds, there is no support greater than that of the Master. O dear one, the hails of Satguru surely give strength. With much good fortune, one gets the holy love of the Master. Saints, Mahatmas, and all the gods, bow down to the Master. Hail, O Satguru, even Sheshnag sings your glory. O Master, whoever has meditated upon your Nam, their boat has crossed over. Now the poor Ajaib has reached your door. I am the guilty one since millions of births. I am your forgetful Jiva. O Kripalji, take me in your ship of Nam and take me across. O mind, let us go to the court of the Satguru so that he may take the boat across by uniting the Surat with the Shabad. Chalo Manna Satguru Ke Darbar, page 250.
Chalo Manna Satguru Ke Darbar, Chalo Manna Satguru Ke Darbar, Surat Shabd Ka Mera Jod Ki Kar De Beda Pa, Kar De Beda Pa, Chalo Mana Satguru Ke Darbar. Papa shapa tre tapa mitai goro kapa vananama guru ji ki charna dura me sabahi svarga or suradama Papa shapa tre tapa mitai guru kapa vananama guru ji ki charna dura me sabahi svarga or suradama Guru ki maya, guru hi jane, lila parampara, lila parampara, chelo mano, satguru ki darbara, chelo mano, Satguru ke narama Surat shabd ka mera jod ke Kar de beda pa Kar de beda pa Chalo mana Satguru ke darbar Tin loka mein kahi nahi hai Guru se bana sahara Sacha mucha bala deta hai pyare Guru ka jekara Tin loka mein kahi nahi hai se bada sahara sacha mocha bala deta hai pyare satguru ka jekara Bade maga se mil pata hai guru ka pavana pyar guru ka pavana pyar chalo mana sat guru ke dharman chalo mana Satguru ke dharma surat shabda ka mil jod ke karne beda pa karne beda par chalo mana Satguru ke narma Santa Mahatma Sabi Devata Guru ko shisha navate Jeho Satguru Pyare Meri Sheshnag Gunagate Santa Mahatma Sabi Devata Guru Koshishanavate Jeho Satguru Pyare Teri Sheshnag Gunagate Jisne nama japa kyuru tera uska beda pa uska beda par chelo mano satguru ke narbar chelo mano Satguru ke darba Surat shabda ka mila jod ke karde beda pa karde beda par chelo mana Satguru ke darba Aap ho cha ab dware tere Ajay magari ma bichara Main apradhi ko to janam ka bhul jeeva tumhara Aapa uncha aab dware tere ajaib gareeba bechara Main apradhi ko to janam ka bhul jeeva tumhara Naam jahaj chadao kirpal ji mujhko kar do pa mujhko kar do par chalo man satguru ke darbar chalo man Satguru ke darba Surat shabd ka mil jod ke Khar de beda pa Khar de beda par Chalo mana Satguru ke darba.
Now the poor Ajaib has reached your door. I am the guilty one since millions of births. I am your forgetful Jiva. O Kripalji, take me in your ship of Nam and take me across. O mind, let us go to the court of the Satguru so that he may take the boat across by uniting the Surat with the Shabat. We'll continue reading in a satsang that Sanchi gave at 16 PS in March of 1987. This is from the July 1987 Santpani magazine. It was called The Deep Illusion of Mind. So continuing, we'll begin with lines from the hymn. This is a hymn of Swamiji. You sing the praises of the Master outwardly, but you do not manifest him in your heart. You have the darshan of the Master outwardly, but you don't keep his darshan within. Now Swamiji Maharaj says, outwardly you sing the praises of the Master, but within you do not give any place to the Master to dwell. Outside he does a lot of darshan of the Master. He runs back and forth after the Master, but within he does not have the darshan of the Shabad Master, that real Master who is within him. He does not allow that real Master to dwell within, because within he is full of worldly things. And from the hymn, O brother, how can your work be done? You have devoted yourself to the Master outwardly. Swamiji Maharaj lovingly makes us understand, how can you be successful? Because your love with the Master is of a different kind. It is outer love that you have for the Master. We have made it as a ritual, sitting in meditation, going to satsang. We're doing all these things as if we were doing rituals. We do not have the real yearning to do them. Since we do not have the real love for the Master, how can we develop faith in him and do the real devotion of the Lord? From reading the letters of the dear ones, we come to know how they are yearning and suffering pain if they lose anything of this world, and how they are expecting their worldly desires to be fulfilled. They go on praying to the Master for the fulfillment of their desires of the world. But there are only a few people, very few people, who really yearn for the love of the Master. There are very few people who have the real love of the Master and who suffer the pain of separation from him. It is not that there is no one who does not have the love for the Master. There are dear ones, but their number is very small in comparison to the number of people who yearn only for the worldly things. There are many dear ones who always go on thinking about and praying for worldly things. If our companion goes away from us, or if we lose some things of a worldly nature, many nights we do not sleep and we suffer the pain of death. But is there anyone who suffers the pain of the separation of the Master? Is there anyone who really thinks that he has lost a lot when he has gone away from the Master physically? It is not that there is no one like that. There are dear ones who do not want to go away from the form of the Master even for a moment. When they go to bed, the form of the Master is with them while they sleep. When they awake, the form of the Master is with them while they get up. There are dear ones who always keep the form of the Master before them. Kabir Sahib has said, O Kabir, he who does not express his happiness when he sees the Master coming, and he who does not weep in the pain of separation when the Master goes away. Kabir says, how can such a person complete his work if he does not have those qualities? This is a fact, that it was a very pleasant time when the beloved Master visited my home. I used to get so much overwhelmed by happiness that I would not even remain aware that I was putting my feet on the ground. I would feel as if I was floating in the air in happiness. When he left my home, as long as I could see his car going, I would feel life in my body. But when I stopped seeing his car, I would feel that he had taken my life with him also. After his departure, for many days, I would not feel comfortable or able to do anything of this world. I would remember his beloved form and suffer that pain of separation until I saw him again. And again from the hymn, within you resides the love of wealth and honor. Outwardly you decorate yourself with so-called humility. From within, your love is with Maya and the things of this world. You love name and fame. Outwardly, to impress people, you close your eyes and sit in meditation, as if you were doing the devotion of the Lord. But even when you were doing that, within yourself you are craving for worldly things and in love with Maya. Many dear ones ask me in the question and answer sessions that since Master Kripal gave us the diary to fill out, that I should also comment about keeping the diary. And always I have said, dear ones, as we record the time in the diary, how much time we have sat for meditation, we should also remain awake and try to see how much of that time we were connected with the Master and how much time we were thinking of the world. But we people think that just by recording 1 hour sitting in meditation in the diary is enough for us. We do not pay any attention to the amount of time we were connected to him and the amount of time when we thought of the world. Looking at the diaries of the dear ones, I'm sorry to say that I see that the dear ones go on making the same mistakes over and over again. Every day the diary is filled with the same mistakes. I often say, if even one mistake, one fault will make our life dry, how can we survive with all these faults? Once we have realized our mistakes, we should never do them again. Baba Bishan Das used to say, how could an officer give a prize to the soldier who destroys his own sheet rolls, his record? In the same way, if we have destroyed our sheet rolls, the records of our life, how will our master give us the reward? Sorry. When we have destroyed our worldly sheet roll, how can we expect to make our spiritual record a good one? Our sins will not allow us to face the Master. Our sins will always keep us back from the Master. That is why masters always say that first we should try to improve our worldly record, and only then can we expect to do better in the spiritual life. And from the hymn, within you lust and anger dwell, outwardly you show continence and forgiveness. Now he lovingly says, from within the waves of lust and the fire of anger are raging, but outwardly you are showing the people that you are very content, you are chaste, you have adopted, assumed the ornaments of continence and forgiveness. When I went on the first tour, Papu knows about this, many couples came to me asking for my blessing because they wanted to get married. And they also told me that both of them have made a decision to live a chaste life. When they told me that they wanted to get married and also live a chaste life, it felt very funny to me. I laughed. It was like telling me, It was like they were telling me that by carrying a piece of coal in their hand, they will not get their hands dirty. I thought, how are these people going to maintain chastity when they have not gone within? When they are getting into a thing like a marriage, how can they say that they will maintain chastity? They do not know what they are talking about. Now, those people, whenever they come to see me, they just look at me and smile because now they are bothered by the problem of lust more than anybody else. Those same people who used to claim that they will maintain chastity in their married life also. I've often told this story. Once in a village, there used to live a Mahatma, and also there used to live a girl nearby. She would always ask the Mahatma, "Is this a beard on your face or a bush?" The Mahatma would always keep quiet. Sometimes the girl would ask the same question to the disciples of that Mahatma also, but he told them not to answer that question. When the end time of that Mahatma came and they prepared the funeral pyre for him, he told his disciples to go and call that girl. And sitting on the funeral pyre as he was about to leave the body, he told that girl, "Dear daughter, now you should ask me the question which you have always asked me, whether I have a beard or a bush." She said, "Mahatmaji, why didn't you reply to me earlier? I have asked this question to you and your disciples so many times, but you never replied. Why? And why are you telling me to ask this question now when you're about to leave the body?" And the Mahatma replied, "Now I can tell you for sure that I have a beard. My beard is not as dirty as a bush, because now that my end time has come, I know that I have been able to keep my beard free from stains and impurities. And so now I am confident that I can tell you that I have a beard and not a bush. I was not going to rely on my mind. You never know what the mind is going to do with you. That is why I never replied to your question." So the point of this story is that Mahatmas, even though they have risen above the waves of lust and anger, still they always seek the support of their master. They always say, "This is the grace of the master that we have been able to maintain chastity and purity." But the dear ones who are still working on the level of mind and intellect, who are still involved in the waves of lust and anger, how can they promise that they will remain chaste? How can they say that they will maintain chastity even in married life? About 40 or 45 years ago in India, in some families, whenever any woman became a widow, she could not remarry. That was the tradition in those times. But now it is not like that. Widows also get married again. Well, there was a woman who became a widow in her youth, and she used to come and see me. Once, after a long time, she told me, with tears in her eyes, "Dear Father, it is very difficult for a woman to live a life of a widow." I also replied in the same tone as she had asked me the question. I said, "Yes, dear daughter, I understand it is difficult to live a life like this, but it can be equally difficult for men also, because I know that it is very difficult to control the mind. I mean to say that it is as difficult for a man as for a woman to control the mind." And again from the hymn, "You have not loved the master from within. O you fool, what can this outer love do? How can the master help you when the love for the Shabda has not been developed within? Swamiji Maharaj lovingly says, "Dear one, the master does not owe anything to you. It is not as though he is saying, 'You pay me so much money, and then I will help you.' And he is not bound to help you for any other reason. But he will definitely help you if you do the meditation of Shabad Nam. If you are in the process of improving yourself, he will definitely help you because he is bound in his love for you. He can help you only if you love him." Kabir Sahib has said, "What is the fault of the master if the disciple has forgotten the real path and gone astray?" So it is our responsibility and duty to improve ourselves, to obey the instructions of the master, and to do the meditation of Shabad Nam. If we are doing all these things, we can get help from him. From the hymn, "How can I make you understand? Your fate is inferior. Tamoguna is spread within you. Satoguna never comes near." Swamiji Maharaj says, "Oh, dear one, what example should I give to make you understand? I don't know what kind of karmas you have earned, that you are not doing the devotion of Shabad Nam and are not improving yourself. You have anger within you. You have all sorts of bad qualities in you. That is why you are always outside and you never go within. I do not know what is keeping you from going within. You know that as long as we do not go within, we cannot purify our soul and we cannot do the Simran. We cannot do the devotion of the Lord unless we go within and purify ourselves." And from the hymn, "You never do the real meditation. You never really take refuge at the master's feet. You cannot bear even a little rebuke. You become disrespectful and you drift in the world." Now Swamiji Maharaj lovingly says, "Oh, dear one, you do not meditate sincerely with a true heart, and you are not very strong in your faith in the master. Your faith shakes. Usually, whenever anything goes wrong with us, we blame the master, and we lose our faith in him. We do not realize that whatever is happening in the will of God, and it must be happening for our benefit. Instead, we find fault with the master, and we complain, 'Why don't things go the way we wanted them to?'" So here, Swamiji Maharaj says, "Sometimes when the masters make us realize our faults and they rebuke us for our faults, we immediately get upset and go away from him. We do not pay attention to what he said or think whether we have that fault or not. That is why he says here that we neither meditate sincerely nor do we have enough faith for the master." Again from the hymn, "You do a little devotion because you are afraid of pain and suffering, but as soon as the pain leaves, you go back to the old ways. You have never tasted the undying nectar of Nam. You've never felt sad in respect to the world." Now Swamiji Maharaj says, "Sometimes, once in a while, when you are in difficulties, when you are sick, then you remember the master. Then you think of doing the devotion of Nam. Then you come to realize that master is also something, and you ask for forgiveness and pray for grace. But when that time passes away, when you become better, then again you start following the ways of the world. Again you start doing the bad things of the world, and in this way you never remain devoted to the master for the whole time." From the hymn, "Now I do not find any way for you What can you achieve without the Master's grace? You've never understood the will of the Master. Tell me, how can the grace from the eternal home come? You never understood the will of the Master. How could you get the grace which is coming from the real abode? And the final lines of the hymn. You have never received any news of your own home. Your soul has not moved even a little in the Shabada. Radhaswami has sung the ways of the mind. Hear him attentively. You did not hear the talk of Satchkhand, your real home, where you have to go and live. You never thought about going there. You never thought about making efforts to go to your real home, but you were attached to the places of this world where you dwell now, and the things and places which are not going with you. Swamiji Maharaj says, in this hymn, I have lovingly explained to you how we have to spare ourselves from the tricks of the mind, how we have to rise above the organs of senses, how we have to get rid of the desires of the mind, and how we have to do the meditation of Shabad Nam. So according to what Swamiji Maharaj told us, we should also rise above the tricks of the mind and organs of the senses, and we should also, after purifying ourselves, do the meditation of Shabad Nam. And that concludes that satsang talk. And next, we're going to read a little more in an article in the same July 1987 Santbani magazine. This was selections from conversations of Baba Sawan Singh with visitors to the Dera. This was called On Prayer and Forgiveness. People would come, sometimes groups of people, groups of missionaries. He mentions that there's a barrister or a lawyer one time. So people came to ask the master questions and get his wisdom. So continuing, one of the Mohammedan ladies asked the great master to pray to the Lord to grant her request. It afterwards transpired that her husband was a candidate for ministership in the Punjab government, and the appointment was soon to be announced. So she was praying to the Lord, praying to the master to pray to the Lord to help her husband get the ministership. The great master replied that he had never prayed for anything. And this remark quite naturally surprised everybody. Raizada Hansraj asked, "Why so, sir? Prayer is allowed in all the religions." And the great master replied, "But is not resignation to his will much superior? Instead of asking the Lord to give us this thing and that thing, why not remain content? Why not remain content with what he, in his wisdom, deems fit to give us?" Then a Mohammedan gentleman said, "But everybody prays." And the master said, "There are two kinds of fakirs, even among the Mohammedans. One kind are al-i-dua, those who have recourse to prayer. And the second one is the al-i-raza, or those who believe in fully resigning themselves to the will of God. They never pray for anything. They abide by his bani, or maj, his will. But what is the harm in praying?" asked the Mohammedan. And the great master replied, "The al-i-raza says that if God manages the affairs of this world and he is perfect wisdom, does he stand in need of any device, any advice, any request or suggestion from us? Or would he agree to accept any proposal which he considered wrong or mischievous? Should we say to him, 'Please do this and do not do that'? After all, okay, excuse me. Please do this and do not do that. And then Professor Jagmohan Lal said, after all, what is prayer, if not a disbelief in the wisdom of God and his goodness? Raizada Hansraj then said, actually, prayer seems to proceed from the assumption that God is going to commit a mistake, and it is our duty to tell him about its sad results beforehand. But Pandit Thakardat interposed, but there are prayers, even in the Vedas. Then the great master said, one should pray only for the Lord's mercy and grace, and for forgiveness of sins. Why? To pray for the transitory and petty things of the world. Maulana Rumi says, do not blacken your heart with anxiety for the worldly trash. And Guru Nanak says, to pray to him for anything but Naam is to invite misery and pain. Well, remarked Raizada, this aspect of prayer is quite new to us. And the great master continued, what strange prayers are made. A few days ago, I received a letter from a gentleman asking me to pray for his pet cat, which was ill and had not taken any food for several days. Now, this request did not come from some rustic villager. The writer was an educated and cultured European gentleman. People ask you to pray for their cows, horses, pet dogs, cats, and squirrels. Now, what does this signify? They know, at least the satsangis do, that all pain and disease come as a result of a jiva's past karmas, and this debt of karmas must be paid. Kal must have his pound of flesh, if not from the jiva concerned, then from the master, who takes upon himself the burden of that jiva. All of this is perfectly known to the satsangis. Yet they prefer that their satguru should suffer pain rather than their cats and dogs. Doesn't that mean that they love their dogs more than their master, who they profess to be their God Almighty? We will leave off there. And final reading. We're continuing in a talk that Master Kripal gave in Hindi at Sawan Ashram, and it was translated and published in the March 1970 Satsandesh magazine. This talk was called The Temple of God. The Master's referring to the human body as the temple of God, not the outer temples. So continuing, Master says, God's expression has two aspects, light and sound. He who has the power to withdraw you from the outer things and give you a little demonstration of the truth inside, he is the guru. Search the world and see how many gurus like that you can find. Guru Amar Das Ji could not find such a guru in his 70 years of searching. All the outer practices have their own value. If you do good, you will be rewarded. This is a preparation of the ground, but one's birth and rebirth will not finish in this way. It is said, the saint has given me capital. Capital is that which the guru gives at the start and which must be increased daily through meditation. And after his long search, how did Guru Amar Das meet his guru? In his own words, he says, I met my satguru without any effort of mine. The child who has true yearning in him will gain the grace of God. who is residing in each being. When God sees that the child is full of anguish and is anxious to meet him, he makes the arrangement so that the child reaches the right source in one way or another. Guru Amar Das used to do the outer practices before he met his guru. Barefoot, he went on many pilgrimages in company with his friends. After meeting his master, he knew what was more beneficial, so he stopped traveling. It was as if he had reached his destination. When his friends once again set out for a pilgrimage, he pondered over a way to make them understand the truth. So, finally, when they were leaving, he said to them, "Brothers, kindly do something for me. Take this tumbi." The footnote says it's a wild fruit, sweet on the outside, but very bitter in the center. "So take this tumbi, and wherever you take a holy bath, please give this tumbi a bath also." So they agreed and they left, leaving him behind. After all, when a man gets what he has been searching for, he wanders no more. When his friends returned, he asked them if they had given the tumbi a holy bath, and they replied that they had given it many baths. So Guru Amar Das cut open the fruit and filled the two halves with water, and he told his friends to drink. They drank. They remarked that it was very bitter. And he asked them, "How is it possible that after so many holy dips, it is still bitter?" To further encourage their understanding, he went on to tell them that when the mind is full of filth, it cannot be washed clean by merely bathing the physical form, that the world is an illusion and only very few unravel its mystery. You can stay in any religion, but if you are not living an ethical life, it won't benefit you. Full congratulations can be given to that religion through which one's third eye was opened to see the truth. And this can only happen when one sits beside a God-realized man. It matters not what caste he is or what part of the world he comes from. Mirabai was a princess, and she went to Ravidas, who was a poor cobbler. He was a cobbler, but a completely God-realized soul. King Bagayal Singh went to Kabir Sahib, who was a simple weaver. The Muslim saint, Mirza Taqi, and other Muslims went to Tulsi Sahib, a Hindu. We made the caste systems, not God. You can liken it to a school, but only that school deserves praise where a large number of students graduate. A true Hindu or Muslim, Sikh or Christian, is one who rises above body consciousness and sees the light of God. The degree of MA is one and the same in all colleges. So, brothers, this is the common ground where you are sitting today at Sawan Ashram. After a great length of time sitting at the feet of my master, I at last understood the parallel study of religions. You should also study these things and make the best use of them. Remain in your own religions and keep the same rituals. You don't have to change anything. With a great blessing, you have got the human form in which God is also residing. Realize him. Sit beside a master who goes inside. Tap inside. He will give you a small way up. Otherwise, your whole life will be spent doing outer observances through the senses, and the cycle of birth and death will never finish. As long as you do not know in truth that he is the doer and not you, you will not achieve anything. leave off there and continue in a tape. It's a talk that Sanchi gave. Sorry. Here at Santbani in July of 1980. The talk was called The Tree Within the Seed.
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਰਦ ਨੂੰ ਬਰਦਾਸ਼ਤ ਕਰਨਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਲੜਾਈ ਮੁੱਲ ਲੈਣੀ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਸ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਡਨ ਦਰ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਬੇਅਰ ਦਾ ਪੇਨ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਮੀਨਸ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਫਾਈਟ ਵਿਦ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਈਂਡ
ਮਨ ਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੁਕਾਬਲਾ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇੰਦਰੀਆਂ ਹੀ ਆਪਦਾ ਨਾਚ ਨਚਾਈ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ ਕਦੇ ਕਾਮ ਖਿੱਚੀ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਕਦੇ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਖਿੱਚੀ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਗੁੰਮਰਾਹ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬੜੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ
ਬਟ ਲੇਟਰ ਔਨ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਡੀਲ ਵਿਦ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਦੈਨ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਡੀਲ ਵਿਦ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਬਟ ਰਾਈਟ ਨਾਓ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਡੀਲਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਦੀ ਆਰਗਨਸ ਆਫ ਸੈਂਸਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਲਵਿੰਗ ਦੋਜ਼ ਥਿੰਗਸ to whom we had to fight.
Kabir Sahib kehnde hai bhagat vigadi kamiyan indri kere swad heera khoya hath se janm gawaya baad.
Kabir Sahib says that the unchaste people have spoiled the name of devotion for the enjoyment of their organs for the pleasures of their organ of senses and they have wasted the precious gem and they have wasted the precious gem and the human body
jinna ne raatan jagiyan hai mehnatan kitiyan hai khand nu pind nu chhad ke brahmand te gaye hai ohna nu tusi puchho ke naam di kamai karni jehdi hai kitni ki sukhali hai
those who have done the meditation those who have worked very hard those who have left the body and went to brahmand ask them that how much easy or how much difficult the meditation is
main eh vi dasda hunna hai ke jinna sant mat de abhyas pehle aukhe hai baad mein itne aukhe nahi hunde ge jis tarah pehla man nu ajj andar le jana aukha hai inu thehrauna aukha hai isse tarah phir bahar leona vi mushkil hunda hai
often I have said that the practices of the path of the masters seem to be difficult in the beginning but later on they are not so difficult now it is difficult for us to keep our mind quiet and still it and it is very difficult for us to go within but if we go on working on it and when we go within after that it will become difficult for us to come out
hare milo sajjan purakh mera sir tan vito tale roliya jo sikh gur ka
ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਫਰਿਆਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਹੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਐਸੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਮੇਰੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਸੇਵਕ ਮੇਲ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਉਸਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਉਹਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਝੱਲੇ ਕਮਲੇ ਹੋਏ ਫਿਰਦੇ ਆ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਗੋਲਾ ਹੈ ਐਸੇ ਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਦਾ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਮੇਰੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਗੁਣ ਗਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਇਜ਼ ਮੇਕਿੰਗ ਅ ਰਿਕੁਐਸਟ ਟੂ ਲਾਰਡ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਓ ਲਾਰਡ ਯੂ ਮੇਕ ਮੀ ਮੀਟ ਦੋਸ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨਸ ਦੋਸ ਲਵਰਸ ਆਫ ਮਾਈ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਦੋਸ ਲਵਰਸ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ those who are doing their meditation day and night and those who have become mad in the love of their master and I am the slave I am the servant of those dear ones those who are singing the praise of my master day and night
hare rang chalule jorati tin pinni hare rang choliya
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਖਰਬੂਜੇ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਖਰਬੂਜਾ ਰੰਗ ਚੜ੍ਹ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਖਰਬੂਜੇ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਖਰਬੂਜਾ ਰੰਗ ਪਕੜ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਾਮ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਬੈਠਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਣ ਦਾ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਔਰ ਬਿਰੇ ਤੜਫ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ
ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਕਲਰਡ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਕੰਪ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਕਲਰਡ ਔਰ ਵੀ ਡਾਈ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਡਾਈਡ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਕਲਰ ਆਫ ਦਾ we get ourselves dyed in the color of those people in whose company we go. He said that when we go in the company of those who are doing the meditation of Shabad Naam, we also get inspired to do the meditation.
Kare kripa nanak mele gur pasir vich moliya mala chautha augani parya sharir
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਵਾਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਰੀਰ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਿਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਲਿਬੜਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ, ਕਦੇ ਕਾਮ ਦੀ ਮੈਲ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਦੇ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਦੀ, ਕਦੇ ਲੋਭ ਮੋਹ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਦੀ। ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਕਰੀਏ, ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਵਾਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਫਿਰ ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਪੂਰਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਵੇ, ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਭੇਦ ਦੇ ਦੇਵੇ, ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰੀਏ, ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਰੀਰ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਪਿਓਰ ਔਰ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
Now Guru Ramdas ji first makes a question. He says that this body is become very dirty. It has been polluted sometimes by the dirt of the lust, sometimes by the lust, by the dirt of the anger, and sometimes by the dirt of egoism and greed and all other passions. And how we can purify, how we can get all this dirt out of the body and how we can purify this body. Then he himself responds to the question, he himself answers. He says that if we get the perfect master, and if that perfect master showers grace on us and gives us Naam initiation, and if we meditate on that Naam which the perfect master has given to us, only then can we make our body pure and holy.
Kyunki jis tarah sabun nu mail nahi lagdi gi, sabun mail kapde di kad dindi hai, isse tarah assi Naam nu ਪਾਪਾਂ ਦੇ ਥੱਲੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੱਬ ਸਕਦੇ ਗੇ, ਬਲਕਿ ਸਾਡਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਨਾਮ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਤਰਿਆ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਭ ਪਾਪਾਂ ਦਾ ਨਾਸ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਐਜ਼ ਦ ਸੋਪ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਬਿਕਮ ਡਰਟੀ ਇਵਨ ਦੋ ਇਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਟੂ ਡੀਲ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਡਰਟ, ਇਟ ਰਿਮੂਵਸ ਦ ਡਰਟ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਇਟਸੈਲਫ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਬਿਕਮ ਦ ਡਰਟੀ। ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਵੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਪੋਲਿਊਟ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਡਰਟ ਆਫ ਅਵਰ ਸਿੰਸ, ਇਨ ਫੈਕਟ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਰਿਮੂਵਸ ਦ ਸਿੰਸ ਐਂਡ ਮੇਕਸ ਅਸ ਪਿਓਰ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਸੱਚ ਪੁਰਾਣਾ ਨਾ ਥੀਆ ਨਾਮ ਨਾ ਮੈਲਾ ਹੋਏ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦ truth never becomes old. Naam ya sach purana na thiya
naam na mela hoy.
Guru sahab say that the truth never becomes old and naam never gets dirty.
Sach vananje rang syo sach sada ho
ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਸੰਤ ਮਤ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕਦੇ ਨਿਰਾਸਾ ਦਾ ਮੂੰਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਖਣਾ ਪਿਆ, ਉਹ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਹੀ ਜਦ ਅੰਦਰ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੋ ਉੱਠਿਆ, ਸੱਚਾ ਆਨੰਦ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਿਆ।
Now he says that those who have done the meditation in this way of the saints has never been disappointed, because those who have gone within, they have always achieved the real happiness and they have never got any disappointment.
ਅਸੀਂ ਡਾਵਾਂ ਡੋਲ ਉਤਨਾ ਚਿਰ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਔਰ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਗੇ।
We are not stable as long as we do not meditate on the Shabad Naam with love and faith.
ਨਾਨਕ ਤੈਨੇ ਸੱਚ ਵਣਜਿਆ ਜਿਨਾ ਤੁਰ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਹੋਏ।
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਸੱਚੇ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਵਣਜ ਕੌਣ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ, ਕੌਣ ਸੱਚੇ ਦਿਲੋਂ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਧੁਰੋਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਲਿਖ ਕੇ ਭੇਜ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬਈ ਇਹ ਕੰਮ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ।
Now he said that who do the true merchandise of Naam and who do the real meditation on Naam, only those who have been chosen by God from the eternal home, and only those within whose, in whose fate it has been written by Almighty God that you have to do this world and you have to do this work and only those do this.
ਕਿਸੇ ਦਾ ਸਮਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਮੁਕਰਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾਗਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ 10 ਸਾਲ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਨਾਮ ਲੈਣ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਂ 15 ਸਾਲ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਜਾਂ 20 ਸਾਲ ਬਾਅਦ ਪੜਦਾ ਖੁੱਲੇਗਾ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਔਰ ਸਾਡੀ ਹਿੰਮਤ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਤਾਂ ਸਦਾ ਦਇਆ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਤਿਆਰ ਹੈ
No one's time of the progress is fixed is in this path it is not like one will open his will or one's will will be opened after 10 years or 20 years or 30 years or like that there is no fixed time in this path and because it all depends upon our efforts and upon our love and master always showers grace so that is why it all depends upon our efforts and the love and faith which we have for the master
our closing bhajan is on page 134 this is sanchi's bhajan suche namada you yourself make us have the color of true nam O beautiful one come near don't go away after coming near don't look at our bad qualities Since we have come to you, protect our honor. Don't look through the paper of our faults. Open our eyes, which are closed. We have the pain of birth and death. Becoming a doctor, lift this disease. Come, listen, O beloved Kripal. Folding his hands, Ajabe makes this prayer. You yourself make us have the color of true Nam. O beautiful one, come near. Don't go away. After coming near. Suche Namada, page 134.
Suche Namada, Sacha Chada De Rangea Pain, Avisonea, Avisonea. Kolo di javina tu lange passe. Suche namada sacha chada de range ape avisonea avisonea. Kolo di javina tu lange passe. Sade e bavalana takve. Sade e bavalana takve. Lade lagiati raka tu patve. La de la gia di raccatu patve, suce namada, sacha chanda de rangea pe, avisonea, avisonea. Kolo di javina tu lange passe. Le casada naguna vala polve. Le casada naguna vala polve. Bande aki a tu sadia nu colde. Bande aki a tu sadia nu colde. Suche namada. Sacha chada de rangea pe avisonea avisonea kolo di javina tu lange passe sanu janna mamarana dadu Sanu janna mamarana da dukve Baneve da roganu chukve Banare da roganu chukve Suche namada Sacha charda de range ape avisonea avisonea colo di javina tu lange passe ah sunna kire pala piare ah sunna kire pala piare hata banna ajaya bapukare hata banna ajaya bapukare suche namadaha Sacha charda de rangeya pe avisonea avisonea kolo di javina tu lange passe.
Listen, O beloved Kripal. Folding his hands, Ajaib makes this prayer. You yourself make us have the color of true Nam. O beautiful one, come near. Don't go away after coming near. May God bless us all.